Good morning, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning platform. I am teaching from All Saints Secondary School, and I'm going to teach SS1 CRK. I am Mrs. Florence Iwanyanwu, your government through CRK teacher. Our today's topic is going to be dignity of labor. Dignity of labor. Now we are going to extract our readings from 2 Thessalonians verse 3, 6 to 15. 2 Thessalonians 3, 6 to 15. Okay. And then 2 Corinthians 3:23 to 25, 2 Corinthians 3:23 to 25, and Ephesians 6:5 to 8, and the last but not the least, Titus 3:1. Okay. Now, if we may ask, what is dignity of labor? What do we mean by the term dignity of labor? Okay. Now, we are going to look at dignity of labor as the obligation to work, the respect we have for what someone is doing. Okay. Dignity of labor entails working out one's salvation through hard work and one's sweat. Christians must be very diligent and dutiful, both in secular and spiritual work. Now, every now and then, whenever we ask you students what you intend being in future, almost more than half of the class will say they want to be medical practitioners, or probably they want to be lawyers, engineers, etc. Okay, it's just one or two persons that will say they want to be teachers, probably because of the way teachers are treated. But I tell you, teaching is a very honorable profession. Okay, it is a very honorable profession. In fact, I must assure you that I am proud to be a teacher. This morning, as I was coming to do the recording on this topic, I ran into one of my ex-students. You know, he had graduated from the universities. In fact, he graduated from Umudike. He actually came down from his vehicle, greeted me, thanked me, and all that. At the end of the day, he gave me some money, which I never expected, of course. So it is honorable to be a teacher. Now, let's go to what we're talking about. We will mention being medical practitioners, being engineers, being all sorts of professions, but you'll be surprised. Nobody will stand up and say, hey, I'm going to be a professional prostitute, or hey, I'm going to be a professional robber. Nobody will say that. Why not? Why won't you say you're going to be a prostitute or an armed robber? Because there is no respect, there is no dignity for such work. Even when you meet them one-on-one, they will tell you that they are into business. When you meet such people who are doing such shady business, they will tell you they are doing business. They will not specify. Okay? So we are going to look at exactly why Paul advised the Thessalonians to be hardworking. Okay? We are going to look at the reason why we should not lazy around. Okay, all right. Now, let's continue. Now, it is important for us to understand that Paul himself, before he was converted, was a lawyer. He was a trained lawyer. Professionally, he was a renowned personality. Okay, he was a renowned personality. But when the Holy Spirit arrested him, when he was converted, he became a new person. But according to him, he would have depended wholly on what the people will be giving to him for the ministry. But no, he showed the people example by mending nets. Do you still remember that the Jews, as at that time, were mainly fishermen? Okay, and whenever they go fishing, they go with nets. And these nets oftentimes depends on the kind of work or how often it has been used. Sometimes it gets broken and it's not always easy to get new nets. So the option they have is to amend the old ones. And it seemed to be a kind of menial job. But Paul was using it to show the Thessalonians example, okay, of what it means to be hardworking. Okay? Now, based on the fact that some Christians had given up their jobs in the mistake belief that the end of the world was at hand, following Paul's teaching on the parousia, they upset others and prevent them from working. Get the story straight. The Thessalonians stopped working. Why? Because they were preached. They were told that the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ was at hand. And of course, it wasn't just the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ alone. They were also told that in heaven, you don't need to, you know, go over there with properties. You don't need to go over there with mansions and all that. So with their own sense of understanding, they preferred, you know, to stay idle, waiting for the second coming to come. Okay? The Thessalonians, therefore, devoted all their time gazing into the sky, you know, to watch for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. They failed to attend to other businesses, but gazed into heaven so as not to be taken unawares. Funny enough, isn't it? Honestly, if the Bible had not been very thorough about the teaching of the second coming, probably some of us would have done the same thing. Okay, they didn't want anybody they didn't want the second coming to take them unawares. They were gazing up to the sky and left whatever they were doing and idle in vain. Okay, St. Paul has to teach them that watchfulness and vigilance for the Lord's coming involves commitment. Okay, are you getting it? St. Paul had to teach them that watchfulness and vigilance for the Lord's coming involves commitment to the service in hand. He therefore emphasized toil, labor, and hard work, that Christians should be self-supporting in order not to be dependent on others. They should imitate him in supporting themselves and others. He urged the Thessalonians to stick to the tradition of hard work. They should distance themselves from any brother living in idleness. They should also imitate Paul and his men, for they worked hard while they were in Thessalonica. Okay. It's happening even right now in our society. Some people are totally dependent, you know, on others. They were totally dependent on others, not knowing that there is need for them to do something. It is not always easy for us to be who want to be in life. That is why those of you who are lucky to be in All Saints Secondary School, we teach you, we advise you that even after your WAEC, if the admission is not forthcoming, you can as well learn a craft. You can learn a handiwork so that at the end of the day, while you're still waiting for admission, you can get yourself something doing. Okay, we talk to you about it. So it is not always a must that for you to be a responsible human being, you must be a university graduate. No, it's not like that. Some people are not opportuned to go to university yet. Some of them are, their names are something to reckon with. All right? It all boils down to hard work. It all boils down to hard work. That is why sometimes when I see students selling, I encourage them. One day I saw one of my ex-students, you know, right now he's in Nsukka studying accountancy. I'm referring to Uche Naugu. He came some time ago to take you people on a career stuff. Now, I saw him, he was in SS1 then. He was carrying stuff for his mother. And in the tray were fufu and other stuff. So immediately he saw me, he dodged. He dodged. And somebody beside him was trying to buy. But because he saw me coming, he kind of dodged. And I noticed that he was dodging before me because of me. So I said, hey, boy, come here. He came. And this incident happened around this period, third term. I said, haven't we done dignity of labor? He said, we have. I said, what did St. Paul say? He said, St. Paul said, he who does not work, let him not eat. I said, fine. So you are working and you're supposed to be eating because you're helping your parents to pay your school fees. So I encouraged him. And I can assure you that helping your parents will not stop you from being the best academically, okay? They are only trying to make you understand that you don't get things in a platter of gold. You must work towards achieving something. Even when it has to do with your success in school, if you don't work hard, there is a tendency that you will not be able to succeed. So you actually need to work hard. You actually need to put in efforts. Even when you have the NEPA, you know, the television is so inviting. There are so many beautiful programs on the telly that you intend to watch. There are so many video games and all that. If you don't set those things aside and give yourself some timetable through which you can learn, I can assure you, you cannot achieve anything. Okay, now let's continue. Now, Paul told the Thessalonians, we toiled and labored day and night that we might not burden any of you. We had the right, but we only wanted to give you an example to copy. Are you getting it? So many people would have been very happy to feed Paul and his men for spreading the gospel. But he didn't want to take advantage of that. He didn't depend on them. Okay? Are you getting the story? Okay. Paul made the same point by emphasizing sincerely that there is need for one to work. And that he who does not work, let him not eat. He advised them to desist themselves from idleness and avoid idle men. They should avoid idle men, because I can assure you, when you have a friend who isn't hardworking, you know, who doesn't know how to read his book or her book, you are likely going to copy that person's attitude. But if you have a friend who is always hardworking, who is always reading ahead of time, who is always trying to do assignment according to the instructions from the teachers, honestly, unconsciously, you will start doing the same thing. Okay? You should also understand that practice also makes perfect. Initially, when you start it, it might not be so easy for you. But by the time you do it over and over and over again, you get used to working hard. It is also important for us to understand here that since you are not having any work of your own, you are only major duty is to help your parents and work hard towards achieving a greater height. Okay? All right? Okay. Paul also reminded them to be submissive to the rulers and authorities, to be obedient and be ready for any honest work. And be ready for any honest work, for there is dignity in labor. Now let's look at the moral lessons. Now, the worship of God does not mean praying to Him all the time. It also involves working for our material sustenance. I'll take it again. The worship of God does not mean praying to Him all the time. It also involves working for our material sustenance. Okay, yes, we need to pray. But there's an extent you pray, you find out that you're hungry. In fact, when you're very, very hungry, you might not be able to pray. It is a different thing that you're fasting. Fasting is a different state. But, it's a different thing that one is not doing anything, yet in the house there is no food. Okay? Another one is working hard should be for self-support and for purpose of others. We should not be a liability to others at all. We should not be a liability to others. We should learn how to be self-reliant. Another one is Christians should earn their living through honest work, as if they are serving the Lord. None should steal or be a pest to others. Okay? When you're doing a genuine business, when you're doing something you are proud of, you should not be afraid of criticisms. You should always, try as much as you can to do the right thing. As your parents have already set up positive goals for you by, putting you in Austin Secondary School, I believe they want the best for you. If you work very hard, you're going to come out the best, one of the best. Yes. The last but not the least, idleness is a crime. Yes, it is. An idle brain is the devil's workshop. He who does not work should not eat, for there is dignity in labor. Okay. The topic is self-explanatory. We should try as much as we can to help our parents in any positive thing they are doing. If your parents are traders, try and help. Whatever they say you should do, do it. Because I'm sure parents love you more than any other person. And then on your own, try to also work hard in terms of your academics. Try to do what the teachers had been instructing you to do. Try as much as you can to read ahead. And above all, try to pray to God, respect Him, worship Him in spirit and in truth. Okay, we're going to stop here for today. I want you to extract your own moral lessons, about four of them. Read the chapters again. And of course, God willing, next time we shall continue. Have a nice day.